time I was looking to the Lord, and it clued me into something. Use his strength. Yeah, I didn't pick it up right then. I'm looking back on it. But every other time after that, even though I rebuked the enemy, like Charleston Heston, you know, in the voice of Charles, you know, you remember Charleston Heston, he was a tough guy, you know. And men like to be tough. We like that stuff. That's just how we are. I don't just want to take authority over the enemy. I want to make him know it. But the problem is, my strength is not good enough. Even though you use the name of Jesus, you use his strength to do it. And that takes the load off. And so it took a long time. I learned to love in his strength when he taught me how to love people. I understood to love in his strength. I didn't know to put these things in these kind of words. I just understood it spiritually. Because when he taught me how to love people, I talk about that a lot. He taught me spiritually. Now, it's in the Word of God, but I understood it spiritually. One day I read 1 Peter, and I saw what God was doing spiritually. It's the same thing. Same thing with 1 John. It's spiritual. I had the spiritual revelation by the Holy Spirit. And he worked with me spiritually, so I understood it. So I operated that way. But it's right there all along. Yeah. And I didn't know it. I read it, but I had read 1 Peter, I had read John many times, but I never connected the dots until one day I saw what the Lord was teaching me spiritually. Well, every form of success I ever had, I used his strength, not mine. And so Jesus said, let your light shine. Just don't cover it up. Don't hide it. Mm-hmm. Don't try to fit in. You know, just be you. Be you. Love God, it'll come out. A friend has a need, you look to the Lord, he'll cause you to say whatever it is. Easy. And you, from there, I had to get used to it. All right.
When you take an IQ test, those people that score as genius level, they have the ability to recognize patterns that other people don't.
That makes sense.
So spiritual intelligence is to recognize patterns. Genius that other people don't, because there's a pattern that runs through scripture. That those with spiritual genius level IQs see that other people don't get. And as you grow older, you see those patterns and go, that was it. So people,
and we have help,
but I'm saying it takes listening to him connected into that intelligence that created an endless universe, and that created subparticles and muons and electrons that we're just getting an inkling of, and created stars without number. You know, there are more than, I think they say, 12 trillion galaxies, and there are trillions of stars in each.
He knows more about
that. He does, and they sing to him. They've proven that stars make a sound. They do sing. So my thing is, you're recognizing your spiritual IQ is genius level. You know, there are only 6 people in the world that have an IQ in the 190s to the over 200. 6.
But actually, it's the Holy Spirit. I don't know what to do.
But all of us have the Holy Spirit. But you teach a recognition of the patterns, like the menorah. There are millions of people that have the Holy Spirit. But the geniuses recognize the patterns.
Jesus said, let your light shine. He's right there with you. He's right there with you. All wherever you go, he's right there. somebody has an unexpected problem, he tell you what's actually, he calls you to say what's necessary. Sometimes when I'm talking, I'm learning. It's him. I learn to yield to him. Just that takes. See, when you believe on Jesus and walk in his love, when you believe, the moment you believe on Jesus, you understand you fulfill every one of the ceremonial laws. All of it. You're circumcised in the heart.
Yes.
You're resting in him. That's the Sabbath day. He's your Savior. No need for the road signs. You got the destination.
Amen.
And when you walk in his love, you fulfill all of the moral law, which is still in place.
But it's a destination. When you invade heaven, people don't realize they cut roads through the densest Amazon jungles where people have never seen. But you don't realize when you cut a road from A to B, when you're invading heaven, you open up a road for heaven to invade your life.
That's right.
Roads don't just go one way.
They go both ways.
You're opening up yourself to all of that intelligence. Things that we don't know on our own.
That's my favorite scripture. The Lord said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come,
yes,
he will guide you into all truth.
All truth.
So if you're unlimited. It's just like, it's better than Google, you know. People Google, they Google stuff.
Who invented Google? God.
Yeah. But the Holy Spirit is
the
better.
The God positioning system, the GPS.
And I was about to run out of gas. I said, Lord, I don't have much gas, and I don't know where I am. And this neighborhood is not in alphabetical order or chronological order. And he said, go straight. He told me, what a turn, go right, go straight, go left. I came out of Eastwood Mall right next to a gas station.
Praise God.
I entered the Cahaba Heights neighborhood, but I came out right there at Eastwood Mall. I don't know where. I couldn't have done that. But that's history.
Now, I'm speaking as a child. Not a child of God in the sense of office. A child in the sense that I'm still drinking milk, okay? It's because I can't chew. But with what she just said, my experience. Now, I know the stories. I know a lot of scripture. But I haven't had the internal experience that ties them all together that makes me, like you just said you do, make me know that it's the Holy Spirit speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't tell the difference between my attitude yet, God, keep working on me. You know, sometimes I can.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney, this is the right thing to do. Forget the consequences, circumstances, this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm like, well, if I do this, this look like this is going to be better, but if I do that, I know I'll feel better about what I've done. You know, them kind of decisions. And I'm learning to say, okay, Lord, help me with this one. A brother can't help this, you know. I'm learning. I ain't there. But when the situation is right there in front of you, if you don't have that relationship, I'm saying that instead of the experience, to where you can tie the scripture that is in your head to that situation, and I'm working on it.
Well,
then you still got to go through some changes.
Yeah,
let me put it like that.
I learned an easy way to. Every time the Lord showed me something, I look at the easy way to do it. I'm more apt to stick with it. Fill your heart with the word, and he'll prompt you. When he prompts you, yield to him. The strength of our life is not what we study, it's what we receive. The word that we receive, embrace. Hold on to.
And also, in everyday praying in the Spirit, that gives you insight big time.
I was late this morning because I was determined that, okay, I done told myself every morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to give the Lord at least an hour. At least. And most of the time I give him two. I'm studying,
that's
I'm reading.
What you're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Lord just pressed on me for all of us to lay our hands on you. To help you with this endeavor that you want with God. Is that okay with you?
Yes, most definitely. I don't know how to ask for what I need.
Okay, do it that way.
Yeah.
Lord, give him the insight that he needs, and he will quickly obey you, that he knows right from wrong, discerning of spirits, discerning of good spirits, discerning of who you are, Lord Jesus. A quest, Lord Jesus, his own to know you and to respond to you the way he wants to, Lord Jesus. I think he's going deeper and deeper in the things of God. His steps are ordered by the Lord. He says, cause his understanding will come. The things of understanding will come. The wisdom will be there, and he will act and act the way you would have him to do as he grows in the things of God, from faith to faith to glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. So it will be.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. One last very quick statement. I have a best friend. She knows the worst of me and the best of me. She's a minister as well, and she's my best friend. But I am close to her because, again, of the sharing of the best and the worst. God wants to hear everything about your life, the best and the worst. Now, I'm a friend of his, but I'm not that close to him because he doesn't know all of the best, you know, and worst of me. He hasn't seen me day to day to know when I'm up and when I'm down and what annoys me and what makes me happy. That's the relationship that God wants. And because of the closeness of your best friend, they see things about you that you don't have to speak. And my point is, get to know God. Stop trying to hide the worst of you. Just say, you know, God, today I just want to slap so-and-so. He knows. He knows, but he feels closer to you by admitting that this is the worst of me today. I don't like you very much, God. You know, today I love you, but yesterday I don't like you too much. He already knows it, but he doesn't want that fakeness that most Christians have. He knows you. He knows all about you. So because he knows, he tells him everything. And he tells him right back what to do. So
I remember,
I'm just saying, he knows. So you want that familiarity of closeness that your best friend knows things about you, your family never will, because they see you in a certain way. So I'm just saying, scrape all of that off. Just scrape the icing off and let God get down to the cake, and you'll have that relationship.
Your relationship.
I love so much from these two.
That's the thing.
That's who they are. They're
your relationship.
God's sons.
Your relationship, your relationship with God calls you to trust him when you won't go forward.
Yes.
There are times, see, when you believe God, you don't have a problem going forward. But
that's
when,
good. If you want to trust God.
But when you trust him, he says, go forward.
Relationship.
I don't see it, but okay. You know, that's because you trust him. That's the power of trust. I wish that accurate teaching was on trust, because that's the path. It's all, Jesus said it this way. He said, let your light shine. You are fruitful.
Yes.
If you have his word in him, it's impossible for you not to be fruitful.
Exactly.
But when you resist the word can enter and exit. You can learn something, embrace it, hold on to it. The world, the love of the world will take it from you. It will cause your appetite to change. And you will exhaust the word, the strength of God's word that was in you.
By reasoning. It brings in reasoning too.
The church you're talking about, they looked rich. I mean, they looked as wealth and being rich and having things as what was more important than God.
Their focus caused them to be that.
We have to be careful as a church that believes the way we do, not to get in that ditch, but if you stay focused on God, you won't.
You won't.
You're spiritual because you got all kind of money. That's not true.
Now, this is the thing. We were talking, the theme is authority. When you receive Christ, you're in covenant. When you're fruitful, you multiply, you replenish the earth, subdue it, and you have dominion.
I've always thought that as physical.
be fruitful and multiply and spiritually
It's spiritual more than physical.
Yes, but I've always thought that's, you know,
most people
physical thing.
This is for every area of life.
That's good, Thurston. Thank you.
it's for raising children. It's for your work. Yes. It's for your relationship with God.
Yes.
Same pattern. This is what God, this is. Those five commandments is how God created everything through Christ.
Yes.
So Jesus made it all.
Yes.
He's the Word of God that did it all. The Father spoke it. And the Holy Spirit engineered it. So we have to, and the Holy Spirit is still moving by His Spirit. He never stopped. There's no scripture said He stopped moving.
Amen.
Once He started
stars
moving.
Stars are still being created every.
They call them
stellar nurseries.
He said,
He never stops.
He said, I'm still making planets and people.
Yes, He is.
In 1994, He told me that. I dropped my wrench. You know, and then God gave me that scripture David used, the mustard seed, parable of the mustard seed.
Yes.
He makes a habitation, then people that can, just like the birds of the air, lodge in the shadow of this great big earth. Well, God made planets and make people that can enjoy it. And so He said, let your light shine. Those that are wretched, they're the opposite. They're not like the people of God. As we receive the Word of God, you can, if you, as long as you receive, you don't have to memorize it. See, if you try to memorize every little detail, that takes a lot of work.
Just the Spirit of
Just receive it. The Holy Spirit will do it for you.
Amen.
And then you can concentrate on your daily routine. When it's necessary, He's going to bring it back.
He's told me scripture things that I find in scriptures years later that I never knew was in there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The exact, almost same words.
Sometimes I remember when I need a fraction of a scripture will come back to me, and I don't even know where it is, and I still can use it.
Exactly.
And He said, because you say I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, the opposite of being fruitful.
Amen.
Miserable, the opposite of multiplying.
Amen.
Poor, the opposite of having the ability to replenish.
Exactly.
Blind, you can't see your condition, so you can't subdue it. And then naked, you have no covenant for dominion. You have no, lukewarm Christians have no authority. The difference between a lukewarm Christian and those that Jesus said, depart from me, you work iniquity, I never knew you. All right, these are people like Doeg. Doeg was under, he was with Saul. You know, he was one of his cattle drivers for, you know, for King Saul. When Saul gave the order to kill the 80 priests, or however many priests it was, his men wouldn't do it, but Doeg didn't flinch. This would get me in good. He was an Edomite, a natural born enemy of Israel in the first place. But this would get me in graces with Saul. He killed everyone. He didn't flinch about it. He never. And the difference is, Saul once had a relationship, while Doeg never had a relationship with the Lord. But Saul once had a relationship, and his focus changed. The word was exhausted. He turned into something else. He never repented from his ways.
And the glory of
he tried to kill a man that was anointed twice. And went David hunting twice. He threw a javelin at David. Then he threw one at Jonathan in the name of David. He was so angry. You know, that was from the heart. He was miserable. He was wretched. David had to play instruments to build him up again. He didn't have any word inside.
And he lost his covering of glory.
He lost it. He was anointed. Well, see, being anointing, a lot of times people say, well, that's being anointed is not a qualification. Satan is anointed. Lucifer was anointed. But it's the word that we have that makes us, the just shall live by his faith. In order for us to have faith, we have to receive the word, believe it, and act on it. So Saul never repented. The closest he came was asking David. He realized he was outclassed and he couldn't defeat David. He asked him not to kill his sons. And David was in covenant and didn't, and he obeyed. He didn't do it until, except for the Gibeonites. They broke covenant, but he spared Jonathan, Jonathan's son, and some of his other. But you know, David was a man of covenant, and we keep covenant with God, not of ourselves, not with our strength, with His strength. We receive His word and act on it. Now, this is the problem. I noticed this is what, since we have an understanding of the enemy, receiving God's word is primary. That's how we defeat the enemy. Well, what I'm about to say will help you understand how Satan works. Anybody that acts on something he's saying, they give him control. I saw something when I was reading Genesis chapter 12. And the Lord said, I will bless them, they bless you. I will curse him, they curse you. The only one motivated to curse Abraham is Satan. Amen. But anybody that yields to him for any reason, over time, will become an enemy against Abraham. Who is in covenant to bring forth Christ. So anybody who gets in covenant with Satan, and for any reason, any form of agreement with Satan, will cause you to be the enemy of God. But you don't mean to, but it works that way. And then I was doing this broadcast Friday, I see it. Satan's network is compartmentalized. You know how they say the government is compartmentalized. Yeah. The FBI has top secret clearance over here, while the CIA has top secret clearance over here. And then there are other factions that we don't know anything about. They got top secret clearance over here. They're doing works over there. In 9/11 happened because they wasn't communicating. It was too compartmentalized. Now, after 9/11, they started sharing information. That made the nation stronger. But Satan's net, the world system itself, is a system. It has different factions. The 10 kingdoms, they give their power to the beast. They're going to do it for different reasons. I saw this while I was talking about this. They're different factions. They got their own private deal with Satan. Whether they believe in him or not, his ways cause them to be his slaves. Sin is enslavement. Sin causes you to be its slave. Satan can't control you as long as you cooperate with unforgiveness, lust, greed, pride, anything, laziness. It will cause you to be subdued. It takes a while. But an enemy has a lot of trouble getting people to cooperate because we're still made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. But when we have the word of God in us, and we receive His word, we're fruitful. And it's impossible, it's impossible for Satan to rule your life when you fill your heart with the word.
God told me you will rise or fall to the level of the people you associate with on a daily basis. So
yeah,
you're associating with God, you're becoming more like Him, but as you get to the end times, Satan's people are becoming more like Him. That's why you see slaughtering, stealing, increasing exponentially, because they're coming more like the
culture.
They spend their time.
A long time ago, the Lord told me this. He said the enemy gets away with things because he causes people to fear individually what society believes collectively.
That's now, true. That's wisdom.
But the word of God gives you don't need them. When you're in the kingdom of God, you don't need anything from anyone. If you're complete in Christ, you're complete. Whatever people do for you and bless you, that's a bonus.
Exactly.
But if you have to stand alone, you can't.
Yes.
And you're not alone. Jesus said, I'm not alone. Well, as He is, so are we in this world. We're not alone. We have Him. We have the Comforter in, within, and upon us. We are fortresses. Satan has no covenant. But so when society, now sometimes people will compromise because they fear society.
Yes.
They fear inwardly what society believes collectively.
Yes.
But you don't have to fear any of it. You don't need them. You don't need anything from them.
Especially not their approval.
No. And so that frees you up. But the word gives you the backbone you need and the strength and whatever you need. Even if you forgot it, the Holy Spirit will bring it back for you. We're strong in Him.
Or He'll bring a Thurston to remind you.
and the Holy Spirit, I just yield to Him and learn, you know, watch Him. Always. And see, I want anybody can do it. Everybody can. Every Christian, this is our heritage. We let our light shine. And I said, Lord, what is it with the Laodicean church? He said, one time, he told me a different thing. I asked that same question again and again. He said, sincerity begets sincerity. Sincerity begets sincerity, while leaven begets leaven. And all Satan has to do is start a fire. He gives you a little bit of doubt. And if you don't extinguish it, it will continue to burn. The fire arrow will continue to grow. When he shoots a fiery dart, well, you know everybody ain't going to believe that, they shoot you with the dart. And then he say, now you know everybody believe it this way, so you better go along with it. No, fear causes Satan to have control. The word of God gives us control and takes away Satan's control.
Amen.
Doubt gives Satan control. Unbelief. Saint.
Remember last week, Pastor the fourth said that God uses different things to teach you. Mm-hmm. I was a cartoon kid, okay? Mm-hmm. Love me some Wile E. Coyote.
No, oh, I did too.
I was pumping gas, minding my own business, and he said, you remember the road runner that Wile E. Coyote would cut a hole in the bridge and put seed on it, and he would get under the bridge? And he said, but the bridge would fall, and the little circle would still be there. He said, my word is like that. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural.
That's good.
He said, it doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. And I'm going, Wally, you called it seriously, Lord? But I got it. I got it. He's saying, that's my word. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. You stay there on that. And the bridge will fall, but my word will hold up.
That's right.
So he will use whatever. If you're a cartoon kid, Wiley
Coyote
is
it? Concept. Well, I'm late. We better close out. Dave, you'll close us out.
Father, we thank you for your good word today. Lord, we've basked in it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And thank you for the Spirit.
Amen. Yeah, I know.